We just heard yesterday from a few previous passages in Exodus where the Hebrews leave Egypt, cross through the Red Sea, and come out on the other side, free from the tyranny of their overlords. Then today, in the second month after their departure from Egypt, comes the grumbling. The people are hungry and they say, "Would that we have died in Egypt as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. And you, Moses, have led us here to die of famine." This is a quintessential picture of what it means for us to be saved from sin and brought to freedom, to righteousness, and yet our hearts oftentimes long for those temptations that came before. That word flesh pot is great, isn't it? It was just a stew bowl filled with just chunks of meat that I could satiate myself on, something to fill myself with. Every sin is an attempt to fill the longing for the infinite that my existence is with something that is less than the infinite love of God. So, what's your flesh pot? What's that bowl of stew in your life that in your life you tend to want to go back to, even though you've been set free and the Lord says, "No, don't go back there"? We all have different versions of that. They're all the same in one sense. So what does God do as the people are hungry, as they do need to be filled? He gives them manna. He gives them bread from heaven. It was very simple, pleasing to every taste. They had to gather it up. Later on, people complain about that too, because it's not fancy enough for them. But it is this simple bread that sustains them on the journey as they're living in freedom. They're moving to the promised land. And it fills them, it feeds them, even though it's a very simple, humble gift. This bread they collect every day. That's a foreshadowing of the Eucharist in the life of the church. This simple consecrated bread, this simple gift from God that sustains us and feeds us and helps to keep that temptation to go back into sin and slavery, it keeps us away from that. Receiving the Eucharist forgives venial sins. It also preserves us and strengthens us in the midst of temptations. Because until the day your heart beats its last beat, a little part of us will want to go back to Egypt. Because it's easier. It's not the narrow path. I want that flesh pot. But as we receive the Eucharist, we are able to sustain that walk in freedom to the promised land. Just watched a beautiful little movie recently. It's an interview with three different people who in their lives experienced same-sex attraction. They simply just tell their stories, show some pictures and videos from their life. It's called Desire of the Everlasting Hills. You can watch it for free online. Desire of the Everlasting Hills. And one of the stories in there is from a man named Paul, who lived in New York and San Francisco for a long time. And for many decades, he followed that attraction. He followed that tendency in his heart to find this infinite longing through a kind of lifestyle and behavior that was not in accord with how God made us. And he's speaking to the camera throughout the whole movie, but at the end, it shows a little clip of him addressing a group of people. He's at a conference. And this man rose to all kinds of different celebrity and fame and knew a lot of influential people. And Paul says at the end of this movie, in front of all these different people listening to him, he says, "You know, when I was in New York and California," he says, "I was just living the high life. I knew all kinds of amazing people, well-known people, celebrities. I was looking over the New York skyline at night with my friends all the time. I had all this stuff, this whole life, that I thought was making me happy. But none of that compares to the joy I have in receiving the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist. As he stepped down, the people applauded him, and he began to just weep. The Lord brought him from slavery to freedom. The Lord sustains him with his body, this simple bread from heaven, and he does not want to go back. And he shared his story. Whatever our flesh pots are, it doesn't matter what kind they are. God wants that kind of freedom for all of us. And he gives it to us as we share this new manna. Jesus coming on our altar, Jesus coming in our bodies, Jesus coming in our souls, Jesus filling that infinite desire with nothing less than the infinite God.